On behalf of the Wales Audit Office Good Practice Team, can I extend a very warm welcome to everyone who's listening in, and also to some new colleagues who have joined us across Wales. We've got colleagues from local government, police, fire, health, central government, and we also have some independent members also listening in. This is the third in a series of our webinars. The recordings of the previous two, which are internal audit and risk management, those recordings are available online. We will ensure that we will put those recordings in order to complete the 3 to 3 webinars as part of today's resources. So without further ado, I'd now like to introduce you to our speakers. I'd like to introduce you to our panel, Anthony Barrett, who's the Assistant Auditor General for Wales, Wales Audit Office. Anthony, can I ask you to sort of introduce yourself to the listeners, if that's okay?
Yes, as Ina said, I'm the Assistant Auditor General. I'm responsible for all our financial audit work across Wales and also a number of other projects that may come along.
Thank you. Mark Owen.
Hi, I'm the Head of Finance at Wrexham County Borough Council. And given I may be talking about Wrexham a bit throughout the questions, I'd just indicate that the council has a net revenue budget of £227 million for the current financial year. I'm also chair of the Society of Welsh Treasurers for the 2014-15 year.
Thank you, Mark. You're very welcome. I'm Guy Clifton. Hello.
Hi. I'm Guy Clifton. I'm head of local government advisory at Grant Thornton in the UK. Prior to that, I led on our value for money work for local government and healthcare, and I've been working in local government public services for over 20 years now. And I'm the author of the first three of our national reports on the financial health of local government in England, shorthand known as Tipping Point.
Thank you very much, thank you. I'll also, although I'm hosting this webinar, I'm also having an alter ego today. I'll also be responding, sharing the thoughts of Councillor Ben Curran from Sheffield. Ben would have loved to be part of this webinar today, sharing his thoughts of what's happened in his authority in England, but unfortunately couldn't join us. So I caught up with him yesterday, and I shall give a brief synopsis of what he shared with us. But he's also made it very clear that he's very happy for anyone to join him in terms of if he wants to have further discussions about it. So in terms of how this webinar is going to actually take place, there are five questions I'm going to ask the panel. You are very welcome to share questions and if you've got any observations to make. Thank you to those who have already asked questions. In fact, question five is as a result of questions coming in from attendees in relation to reserves. So it kind of goes to show that if you do share your thoughts and observations, we are taking your comments on board if that's okay.